to have Rick Grenell address the acting intelligence official. Senator, where does that stand? Is Rick Grenell going to testify to your committee? Have you got confirmation of that?
No, but I did send a letter last evening to the Director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell, and ask him if he would declassify this. And we got this information today and released it. And I think this is astonishing that Vice President Biden and really all of President Obama's inner circle individually were requesting the unmasking of a political opponent. And, you know, you remember there was a whole to-do about trying to impeach a president saying they were using the power of government to go after a political opponent. This is a smoking gun, if there ever was one, that Vice President Biden was using the power of government, abusing that power to go after a political opponent. Essentially, unmasking someone is the equivalent of illegally wiretapping them. The government had permission to listen to the Russian ambassador, but to protect Americans, we masked their identity. But you got the whole President Obama's inner circle clamoring around, listening to the private conversation, I think illegally, and I think with ill-begotten motives.
Do you know, Senator, whether these unmasking requests then in each and all of these cases occurred after the election? I mean, obviously, the assessment was prior to the election that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Obviously, that didn't happen. So did a lot of this then transpire after the election itself?
The document that we got listed all the names and listed the date that they did the unmasking. So Vice President unmasked General Flynn to listen to his conversation, which I think is reprehensible. But so did James Comey. So did James Clapper. So did John Brennan. So did Samantha Powers. And so did President Obama's chief of staff and a dozen other people. So think about this. It's illegal to listen to people's private conversations. You can listen to, if you have a national security matter, a foreigner. But unless the foreigner's saying, we're going to blow up the Capitol and will you help me, you don't get to listen to the other person's conversation if they're just talking.